Today's Amud is Megillah Hayamin Aleph. We're holding on Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, the middle of the line, the Kuli Alma. So the Gemara just mentioned different shitas about what to do when Purim falls out on Shabbos with regards to when to read the Megillah. So now says the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Mia, Lameisa, at least you see, everybody seems to agree that Megillah b'Shabbos like Karina. That we don't read it on Shabbos. The Shaila is, so now when do you push it back to? But everybody agrees that on Shabbos we don't read the Megillah. So now ask the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason? Why is it that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, two possibilities. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, it's because HaKol Chayavim B'Kriyas HaMegillah. Everybody's chayiv to read the Megillah. Ve'ena kol bekiyim b'mikra Megillah. But not everybody's a baki that they know how to read the Megillah. So everyone's chayiv, yet not everybody knows how to read it. And therefore there's a gzeira, shemi yitlena biyadai, v'yidich etzol baki lulmoid. Maybe a person who has a chayiv to read the Megillah, and he doesn't know how, so maybe he'll go and he'll take his Megillah in his hand, and he'll go to a baki, he'll go to someone who knows how to read it, to teach him how to read it, v'yavirena arba amos b'rshus harabim, and he'll be carrying his Megillah for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. So because of this Gezerah, known as Gezerah de Rabba, so that's why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And says Rabba, Vainu Taima de Shaifer, Vainu Taima de Lulav. That this is also the reason for Shaifer and for Lulav, that's also why when Rosh Hashanah, or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow the Shaifer on Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos, it's all for this same reason, the Gezerah de Rabba of Shemi Avirena Arba Amos Bershus Harabim. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, Tosfos points out Rabbi Yosef agrees to Rabba, but Rabbi Yosef means to say that there's an additional reason by Megillah that we don't take the Megillah, that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Amar, it's b'mnei she'inayan shel aniyim nesuais b'mikra Megillah. It's because the aniyim, they look forward to Mikra Megillah, but it's by Mikra Megillah when everybody's together. That's the easiest time for the aniyim. That's when they go around and they collect their matanos le'avyoinim. And so therefore, we don't want to read the Megillah on Shabbos, because then we're sort of going to be messing over the aniyim. They're not going to be able to go collect their money on Shabbos. And so they're not going to have an easy time collecting matanos le'avyoinim. So to make it easier for the aniyim, an unbelievable thing, we push off Purim, we push off Mikra Megillah, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Instead, we're makdim and we read the Megillah on Friday, so that everyone could be together and the aniyim could go and they could collect the matanos le'avyoinim. The Shalom Eishev and Bittul Maida, so that's his, where, so he brings some Paiskim who are against machine matzahs. And one of their arguments against machine matzahs is because it takes away jobs for many people. There are many people, many aniyim that were working in the hand-baked, matzah business. And by using machines, so the machines taking away the jobs of many aniyim. And they brought a raya from our Gemara. They said, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we're makdim mikra Megillah because we take care of these aniyim. We don't want to trouble them. We don't want to take away their money. And so therefore, we even change the date of Purim in order so that to not affect the aniyim. And if so, says these Paiskim, Kol Shekein, we shouldn't start and allow machine matzahs, which is going to take away the jobs from these aniyim. However, the Shalom Eishev is madcha the raya, and he says that no, but my Megillah, we're very quick to change the date of Purim. It doesn't making it sound like it's a big chiddush. You see, we're going to change the date of Purim for the aniyim. It doesn't take much to change the date of Purim. You see that Chazal gave the Kfarim a new date for Purim. They said to make it easier for them, we'll allow them to read on the Monday or Thursday, on the Yom HaKanisa, that's before Yadalit. You see, it doesn't take much to change the date of Purim. So yeah, of course, it's saying something, the fact that Chazal are saying that we're going to change the date for Mikra Megillah in order to assist the Aniyim. But you don't see a riot from here. You're making it sound like it's such a big thing that we're going to change the date of Purim. It's not such a big thing. We change the date pretty easily. However, he says the Shalom Eishev, when it comes to matzahs, we need to choose the most kosher way to make the matzahs. And if making it with the machine is going to be the most kosher way to make the matzahs, so then that's what we're going to do. And then what's going to be with the aniyim? So people have to go out of their way and give money and give extra tzedakah to the aniyim. But it's not a reason not to bake matzahs in the most mehudar way. We're not changing the hiddur of Megillah by being makdim an extra day. We're able to be makdim. It doesn't take much. But by matzahs, to make matzahs in a less mehudar way because of the aniyim, that you don't see a raya from our Gemara. That's what the Shalmeshiv is Madchad the Raya from these Paiskim. Says the Gemara, though, about this reason that Rabbi Yosef says that the reason we don't read Megillah on Shabbos is in order to take care of the Aniyim so that they should be able to collect their Matanos of Yoinim on the day of Mikra Megillah. That's how we're Makdim to Friday. Says the Gemara, the Tani Nami Hachi. Now we have a Braisa which says like this as well. The Braisa says that Afal Pisha Amru Kfarim Akdim Liyoim Akanisa, that even though the Kfarim, they go back to the Yoyim HaKanisa, let's say Purim, let's say Yedalad, Ischal, on a Tuesday. So they read on Yud Gimel, they read on Monday. So even though they read on that Monday, Goyvin Bay Bayoyim. Still, the aniyim, the goyvin bay bayom u'mechalkin bay bayom. We collect the matanis of yainim on that day, on that Monday, and they give it out on that day, on that Monday. Now, says the Gemara, the lashon doesn't seem to make any sense. Afal pisha amru, even though they're makdim, they give out matanis of yainim. Adarabo, it's mishum da amruhu. It's because they're makdim and they're reading the Megillah on Monday. So on Monday, so that's why that's the date that they should give out matanis of yainim, because that's when everyone's together. It's not even though it's because they're being makdim to Monday. So that's the date that they give out matanis of yainim. So says the Gemara in Achanami, Ella, this is what the Braisa means to say, that hayol va'amru shekfarim makdimen. It's because, since they said that the kfarim, they go to the Yom HaKanisa, when Yedalad falls on Tuesday, Lamashal, they read Megillah on Monday, so therefore, being the Mondays when they're reading the Megillah, even though it's not technically Purim, it's Yud Gimel, Goyvim Bay Bayoyim, Umechalkim Bay Bayoyim. They're going to collect and give out the Matanas of Yoyim on that day, on that Monday, on Yud Gimel, Mepnei, Sheineim Shalaniim Nesuais, Bemikr Megillah, because that Niim, they look forward to Mikr Megillah when everyone's together, that's when they collect their Matanas of Yoyim, and so therefore, when the kfarim, when they're Makdim, to the Yom HaKanisa, they're going to collect and they're going to give out Matanis of Yoinim on that Monday, on that Yom HaKanisa, which is Negea also now today, Negea to this year, Purim Mishulish, that even though Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, so Purim is technically Shabbos, since in Yerushalayim we're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, since that's when we read the Megillah, so that's the day to give out Matanis of Yoinim. So we're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, it's also going to be the day to give out Matanas of Yoinim, Bibdei Sheinayim Shalaniim, Nesuais, Bemikr Megillah. Now, says the Braisa, though, Aval Simcha Ein Nehages Ela Bezmana. Even though these Kfarim, they're being makdim to the Yom HaKanisa, so they're going to read the Megillah on Monday, and they're going to give out Matanas of Yoinim on Monday, still, when it comes to Simcha, when it comes to the Suda of Purim, so that's Ein Nehages Ela Bezmana. That they continue, and that they fulfill on Tuesday. There's no reason to be makdim the Suda to Monday. The Suda they're going to keep on actual Purim on that Tuesday. Now, says the Gemara, a new sugya, that I'm a Rav. Rav says, Megillah bizmana kairin isa afilu biyachet. When you read Megillah on time, let's say on Yedalad, when you read the Megillah in its right time, so then you read it as an individual, you don't need a minyan. It already has enough persume nisa, so you don't need a minyan when you read the Megillah, when you read it bizmana. That's the shita of Rav. Shaloi bizmana, it's only when you read it shaloi bizmana, which Rashi explains means like the kfarim, when let's say Yedalad falls out on Tuesday, and they're makd to Monday, so when they read on Monday, being that it's not really the day of Purim, so to make up for that and to add to the Persume Nisa, it's Be'asara. They need to have a minion when they read the Megillah to add to the Persume Nisa. For the Persume Nisa aspect, they need to have a minion. The Ramah points out in Siman Tafresh Tzadi and Sef Yud Chas that being that this minion is not because of like Dvarim Shebekdusha, it's just a minion for Persume Nisa, so he declares that maybe even women, maybe even children, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, could be Mitzdariv to the minion, because it's not a minion of people that are bar chiyuvim. We just need a minion of people to add to the persumei nisa, and if so, maybe even women, maybe even a katan could be mitzdarif to this minion. But al-kaponim, that's the shita of Rav, that when you read the Megillah bizmana, so then you don't need a minion, but if you read it shaloi bizmana, like the kfar, that they're makdim to the Yom HaKanisa, so then when they read it on the Yom HaKanisa, so then they need a minion to add to the persumei nisa. Ravasi says that no, bein bizmana, bein shaloi bizmana, ba'asara. Ravasi says that no, you always need a minion, whether you're reading the Megillah bizmana, whether you're reading the Megillah shaloi bizmana, you always need to have a minion. And says the Gemara have uvda v'chash le'rav l'hadar avasi. There was even a story where Rav was chayshish for Rav Asi, and Rav gathered a minyan, Rashi says, v'chizer al asara v'kibtzon, he gathered 10 people to read the Megillah, even though it was bizmana, even though it was yedalad, still he worked on gathering a minyan, that he should have a minyan for Mikra Megillah. So now the big machlokes Rishayim exactly had to understand the machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi. A big machlokes, the Rosh over here, I believe it's in Vav, he brings some of the different shitas. L'maisa, the way we paskin, is that when a person reads the Megillah Bizmana, so you don't need to have a minyan. There's still an inyan lechatchila when you read the Megillah Bizmana to get a minyan, but it's not ma'akev. You do not need to have a minyan. However, when you read the Megillah Shalai Bizmana, so then a minyan might even be ma'akev. It's not clear. If you read the Megillah, though, Shalai Bizmana, so then it could be a minyan will even be ma'akev. Now, the Shaila, and that's very negeya actually, especially for women, because women often, they'll have either their husband or a small group of people that gather together to read the Megillah, and they won't have a minyan. So it could be that's only when you read the Megillah Bizmana that that's okay. But when you read the Megillah Shalai Bizmana, so then it could be a minyan is even ma'akev, and they have to be extra careful to have a minyan. The Shaila is on a Purim Mishulash. On a Purim Mishulash, when Purim falls down on Shabbos, like it does this year, and we're going to read the Megillah on Friday, so when we read on Friday, when a Krach reads on Friday, when Yerushalayim reads on Friday, is that considered that Yerushalayim is reading Bizmana, or is that considered that Yerushalayim is reading Shaloi Bizmana? On the one hand, Bizman for Yerushalayim is the 15th, and we're reading it on the 14th, so you could say that's Shaloi Bizmana. On the other hand, you could say that the 14th is the regular Zman for Purim, in most of the world, that's when they read, so it already has Pirsumi Nisa, so it should be considered like Bizmana, and the 14th should be considered like Bizmana. L'mais, it's a big machlaikas Rishaynim, a big machlaikas Apaiskim, Achrainim, big machlaikas, how to view the reading on a Friday of a Purim Mishulash. Do we view that as being Bizmana, or do we view that as being Shaloi Bizmana? And it's very negeya, because, like we said, for women, if we're going to consider it Bizmana, if we're going to consider the Yedalad, if we're going to consider this reading on the Erev Shabbos to be Bizmana, so then women could just have their husbands lane for them, or a small group. They don't need to go to shul or have any sort of minyan, because it's Bizmana. So we paskin at least, you know, it's al-chatchila, you always should get a minyan, but l'maisa, we're okay with not having a minyan when it comes to a reading that's Bizmana. However, if we're going to consider the laning of the Purim Mishulash on Erev Shabbos, if we're going to consider that Shaloi Bizmana, so then a minyan might even be ma'akev. And if so, women have to be careful to go to shul. On a Purim Mishulash, the ladies have to be careful to go to shul. And l'maisa, the Paiskim say that women should be careful, that we should consider it that ki'ilu a minyan is ma'akev, and women on the Purim Mishulash should be extra careful to go to shul, even if typically they wouldn't do such a thing, and they would have their husbands lane for them, or the like. On a Purim Mishulash, they should be extra careful to have a minyan when you read the Megillah, because it could be it's considered Shalei Bizmana, and if it's Shalei Bizmana, could be a minyan's even ma'akev. L'maisa, though, the Paiske Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Rav Sternbach, Rav Meisher Sternbach, Shlita, so the L'maisa, and a lot of other Paiskim, they bring that the minog L'maisa is that even if there's no minyan, they do make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, and Elicha Shlomo, they say that L'maisa, the minog, is that they do make a bracha, but there's an extra hakpada on the Purim Mishulash for the women to go to shul and to have a minyan when they hear the Megillah, because maybe it's considered Shalei Bizmana, and maybe a minyan Shalei Bizmana is ma'akev, and it comes from this Gemara. But anyway, says the Gemara now, so we said that the Shita of Rav is that when you read Bizmana, you don't need a minyan, at least it's a ma'akev. However, when you read Shaloi Bizmana, so then you need a minyan. Now ask the Gemara, Miyama Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that when you read Shaloi Bizmana, that you need to have a minyan? We're going to prove it to you that Rav holds even Shaloi Bizmana, you don't need a minyan b'chlal. Va'ama Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Meshmei the Rav, he said in the name of Rav, that Purim Shechal Yois B'Shabbos, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos Zmanum. So this Zman is Erev Shabbos. Now, that sounds very cryptic. What does it mean, Erev Shabbos Manam? What do you mean, this man for Purim is Erev Shabbos? V'Shabbos Manam. This man for Purim is on Shabbos. We're just going backwards, and we're reading it on Friday. But this man for Purim, Batsim, is Shabbosu. So rather, Ella says the Gemara, Ella Lav Hachikama. Rather, it must be, this is what Rav meant to say. When he said that Erev Shabbos Manam, he meant to say that Shalei Bizmanam Kizmanam. That even though technically it's Shalei Bizmanam, but it's the same halacha as if they were reading Bizmanam. That Mazmanam Afil Biyachid, Af Shalei Bizmanam Afil Biyachid. Just like when they read Bizman, so you don't need to have a minion, so too when you read Shalei Bizman, you don't need to have a minion. You could even read Biyachid, you could even make a bracha when you read Biyachidah, so you don't need to have a minion. So you see, Rav holds that even Shalei Bizmanai, you don't need a minion. So says the Gemara, no, that's not what Rav meant to say. L'enyin mikur megillah ba'asara. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, again, this could be talking about when Yudalit falls out on Shabbos. When Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, and they read on Yud Gimel, so that's for sure, that's considered Shalei Bizmanum. So then with regards to Mikra Megillah, you need to have a minion. You need to have Asara, because it's Shalei Bizmanum. Ela Mai Erev Shabbos Manum. So what did Rav mean when he said that Erev Shabbos is the Zman? Lafuke mid Rebbe. He just meant to be Lafuke Rebbe. The Amar who said, Rebbe said, that Hayel v'nidchu ayareis mimekoimon yidachu liyoy makanisa. That since the ayareis, they're getting pushed backwards, we mentioned this price on Dalet Amud Beis, that Rebbe Shita is that when your Dalet falls out on Shabbos, once the ayareis are going backwards, so yidachu liyoy makanisa, so once the ball's rolling, let it roll even more, and push them back all the way to Thursday, to the Yom HaKanisa, and read together with the Kfarim. So HaKamash Malan, that's what Rav over here is coming to teach us, that no, the Erev Shabbos Manum, that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, when Yedalud falls out on Shabbos, so this man for Mikra Megillah is Erev Shabbos Lafuke Thursday. This man is Erev Shabbos. Now, in terms of whether or not you need a minion, it's considered Shalei Bizmana and you need to have a minion. He just meant to say that that's the Zman Lafuke Thursday, that it's not Thursday, we don't go like Rebbe. Says the Mishnah right there now, Ezuhi Ir Gedayla. So we mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah said that if you have an ear, if you have a big city, so then they read the Megillah on the 14th. But if you have a kfar, if you have a small city, so then they go back to the Yom HaKanisa. So now how do you define, what's the difference between an Ir Gedayla and a kfar? So we mentioned this earlier, says the Gemara, Ezuhi Ir Gedayla. What's considered an Ir Gedayla? Kol sheyesh ba asara bat lanin. Like we had in Gimel HaMabez, it's a city that has 10 people that they don't do work. Well, the Gemara is going to explain this, but we'll speak it out now. You have 10 people that they don't do work, and they're set, they're the minyan kavua of the city. So as long as you have a minyan kavua in the city, that's already considered an ear. Pachis mikan harez a kfar. But if you don't have 10 batlanin, so then that's already considered a kfar. There's no minyan kavua. And mamela people from that city, they're going to go into the big cities, to hear Kriyas HaTorah for Purim. And therefore, that's already considered a kfar that they're macked into the Yom HaKanisa. Now says the Mishnah, that be'elu amru makdimin v'loim achra. It's about these, meaning about Mikra Megillah, that when it falls out on Shabbos or different situations, we're makdim, we're not ma'acher. We always go earlier, we don't go later. Like the Kfarim, they go back to the Yom HaKanisa. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, they go back to Friday, or some said Thursday, but they go backwards. They don't go later. Aval, however, when it comes to certain other things, they actually go later. When it comes to Zman Atzei Kehanim, when it comes to the Yomtif, different families brought wood for the Mizbeach. We're going to learn in Mesechus Tainus about this. That different families had different days that they would bring wood for the Mizbeach, and their family's day was like a Yom Tov for them. If their Yom Tov, if their day would fall out on Shabbos, so that's the Zman Atzei Kehanim, or Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or Chagiga, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, V'Hakel, also when Hakel falls out on Shabbos, by these mitzvahs, Me'achrin V'loi Makdimin, we're ma'acher, we go later, and we don't go earlier like we do by Megillah, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason. Now says the Mishnah, that afal pi sha'amru makdimin, even though when it comes to Megillah, we said that we're makdim, v'loi ma'acher, and we don't push it off, still, so let's say Purim falls out on Tuesday, and so the kfar, they go back to the Yom HaKanisa to Monday, even though they go back, and they're going to read the Megillah on Monday, still that Monday is going to be mutar and behesped, it's going to be mutar and hesped, it's not really Purim, they read the Megillah on that Monday, but it's mutar behesped, ubetainis, umatanus avyoinim, it's also mutar matanus avyoinim, which some take out these words, matanus avyoinim, because we just mentioned on Dal Mabez that it's not like it's mutter be matanas levyanim. That's the proper day to give matanas levyanim because the Einayim Shalaniyim Nisuis with Mikra Megillah. Naniyim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah to collect their matanas levyanim. That's the proper day. It's not just mutter. It's that's the chiyah. That's the ikur day to give matanas levyanim. So some take out these words matanas levyanim. But the point is that it's not mamish permit, so it's going to be mutter behespedu betainis. Now Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, and we mentioned this line from Rabbi Yehuda already a few times, on Beis Mabez, on Dal Mabez, that a Masai, when is it that the Kfarim are makdim to the Yom HaKenisa? It's dafka b'makoim shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. It's only if it's a kfar that they go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Ava makoim shenichnasim loy b'sheni v'loy b'chamishi. But if you have a kfar that they don't go to the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so there's nothing to gain by being makdim to the Yom HaKenisa, so in kairin aysa ela bizmana. So then they read Megillah, bizmana on Yedalad, and they'll go into the cities on Yedalad. Anyways, they don't go in. It's not a special trip. We're not saving them any time by being makdim, and therefore they should read the Megillah on the right time. And that day they'll go into the big cities. So now says the Gemara, we mentioned that Ir Gedayla is a city that has Asara Bat Lanin. So Tana says the Gemara to explain that we learned in the Braisa, Asara Bat Lanin means Sheve Beis HaKnesses. That when we say Asara Bat Lanin, we mean 10 people that are Batu from Malacha, and they're the Minyan Kavua in the Shul, like we explained when we read the Mishnah. Be'elu Amru Magdim V'loy Ma'achrin. It's about Purim. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, so we're always Makdim, we don't push it off till later. Mai Taima, says the Gemara, what's the reason for this? Why we dafka Makdim? Amr Ba'aba, Amr Shmuel, Amr Krad. The Pasuk says, V'loy Yavor. It says, you can't be Yavor, you can't go past. So therefore, we don't push it later, we always go earlier. V'amr Ba'aba, Amr Shmuel, Minayin, a new halacha, just once we mentioned a memra from Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. So now another memra from Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, maybe also because it's related to Zmanim. V'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, minayin she'in mainin yamim l'shanim. How do we know that we don't count days towards years? I mean, when you count a year, you count it in terms of months. You don't count it in terms of days. Rashi explains the nafka mina is, let's say a person makes a neder, he's not going to drink wine for a year. So is a year 12 months, which is 354 days, lunar months, or is a year days, the solar year, which is 365 days. So do we count it as 365 or do we count it as 354? So said Shmuel, said Rav Abba Amar Shmuel, that we don't count days, we don't use the solar year, rather, you count months and we use the lunar year. So what's the makar for that? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, L'chadshei Hashana, the months of the year, so Chadashim atamayna l'shanim, v'yatamayna yamim l'shanim. You see, that you count months towards the year, you don't count the days. Rabbanan de Kesari, Mishum Rabba Abba Amaru, and Rabbanan de Kesari, they said in the name of Rabba Abba, a similar limud, that minayin she'im mechashvin sha'is l'chadashim. How do we know that when we count a month, so we don't count the hours, which means that really, technically speaking, a month is about 29 and a half days. Our months are always divided into 29 or 30 days to make up for this discrepancy, but technically speaking, each and every month is a roughly 29 and a half days. So now Rashi says the nafkamino, let's say a husband says to his wife, he says, if I'm not back home in a month from now, so I'm giving you a get right now. This get is yours. If I'm not back in a month, maybe he doesn't want his wife to get into any sort of situations of aguna. So he says, if I'm not back in a month, so then we're divorced. So now let's say it's a 29-day month. And let's say he comes back 29 days later, more than 29 days later, 29 days and 3 hours later. So it's not 29 and a half days. And technically speaking, it's within the month. Do we count hours towards the month or not? So says the Rabbanan de Kesari in the name of Rabbi Abba, how do we know that we don't count these hours towards the month? We just counted as 29 days, not 29 and a half. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yamim. It says a month of days. Yamim ata mechashev l'chadashim, v'yata mechashev sha'is l'chadashim. You see that you only count the days of the month towards the month, and you don't count the hours. Then the Mishnah said, Avozman atzikehanim, v'tishaba, v'chagiga, v'hakel, ma'akrim v'l'makdimim. When it comes to these things, so when they fall out on Shabbos, we push them off to later and we're not makdim. So explains the Gemara, Tisha B'Av, the reason for Tisha B'Av that we push it off, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so then we fast on Sunday, we don't fast on Friday or Thursday, we don't make it earlier, we fast on Sunday. The reason for that is because Akdumei Peranos Lo Mekadme, that we don't make Peranos, or even I guess the reminder of Peranos, we don't bring it to earlier. We don't make it come earlier, rather we push it off to later. Chagiga v'hakel, the reason why when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so we have Chagiga or Hakel, we push it off later, we push it off to Sunday, the carbon Chagiga or Hakel, is Mishum de'kati loy matas man chiyuvayu. So you can't make it earlier, it's not yet Yom Tov. You can't bring the carbon or perform Hakel when it's not yet Yom Tov. So therefore, we push it off to later. Now says the Gemara, we have a Braisa which says, that Tana Chagiga v'choz man Chagiga ma'achren. Cryptic Braisa. The Braisa says that not just the Chagiga do you push off to Sunday, but also Kol Zman Chagiga. Even Kol Zman Chagiga, that also you push off. Now again, the Karma Chagiga is referring to that effect on every Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, there's a chiv to bring two and sometimes three karbanas. You bring a carbon Chagiga, which is a carbon Shlamim, and you also bring an Eilas Re'iyah. The person doesn't have enough meat, so he also brings Shalmei Simcha, but the two Mamish Chayuvim is the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Re'iyah. So now when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so the Braisa says, you push off the Chagiga, you don't bring a Chagiga on Shabbos, so you push off the Chagiga till after Shabbos, and also, Kol Zman Chagiga. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Chagiga, I understand what it means that Chagiga gets pushed off, Di Mikla B'Shabta, Ma'achrinan La L'Basar Shabta. That if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so we push off the carbon Chagiga until after Shabbos. Ela Zman Chagiga Mayhi. But what does it mean Zman Chagiga? So says the Gemara three terutzim. Amar Rabbi Shaya says that Hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa means to say. That Chagiga B'Shabbos. That Chagiga, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so then we push it off. The Chosman Chagiga means, V'oilas Re'iyah, it's referring to the other carbon of Yom Tov, that even if it's a Zman Chagiga, meaning even if Yom Tov is during the week, it falls out during the week, the first day of Yom Tov, and therefore you are bringing the Chagiga, so it's Zman Chagiga, still the Oilas Re'iyah gets pushed off. Because I feel it be Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov you push it off. You don't bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. Even on Yom Tov, there's no heter to bring an Oilas Re'iyah. The Zman Chagiga, even though it's a Zman Chagiga, it's a time where you could bring the Shalmei Chagiga, Machrin, we don't bring the Oilas Re'iyah. The Shlamim is something that you get to eat from. So it's Eichel Nefesh, it's Malachal Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. So that you bring when Yom Tov is not on Shabbos, so you could do Malachal Tzarech Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov and you could bring the Chagiga. You could bring it to Shlamim, but the Oilas Re'iyah, that you don't bring. That you push off until after Yom Tov, because that just gets burned completely onto the Mizbeach. And money, and who is the Tanu who holds like this, that there's this chilek between the Shalmei Chagiga and the Eilas Re'iyah, it's Beishamahi. The Nalek, we learned in the Mishnah, that Beishamahi Oimrim, Beishamahi says, we had this in Chagiga, and we had this in Beitzah, that Mevi and Shlamim B'Yamtif, Ve'ein Saim Chinalayin, Avalo Eilas. That you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlamim on Yamtif, you're allowed to bring the Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chagiga, Ve'ein Saim Chinalayin, but you don't do Smicha. Avoloi Eilas, but you don't bring Eilas, you don't bring the Eilas Re'iyah, because it's not Eichel Nefesh. Who Beisilu Eimrim, Beisilu says, no, Mevi'en Shlamim, V'Eilas, you can bring all the different Karbanais, even though it's all, it gets burnt completely to Hashem, that's also, Beisilu even brings a Pasuk, Lashem, Kolash, called the Lashem, that you could bring the Shlamim and the Eilas, the same Chanalein, you could also do Smicham, like as we discussed in Mesechus Beitza. The Al-Kabanus or Vaishai is saying that when it says Man Chagiga also gets pushed off, it means that even when it says Man Chagiga, when Yom Tov falls out during the week, still, something gets pushed off. What gets pushed off? The Oilas Re'iyah. That's what gets pushed off. That's what the Braisa is referring to. Rava Amar. Rava says a different teretz that Chagiga calls man Chagiga ma'achrin. The Braisa is discussing only the Chagiga. It's saying that Chagiga gets pushed off and calls man Chagiga, which means that it could get pushed off the whole Zman of the Chagiga, which means it could get pushed off throughout all the days of Yom Tov. But Tfei, but once Yom Tov is over, once Pesach or Sukkot, we'll discuss Shavuah soon, once the Yom Tov is over, so then you can't bring the Chagiga anymore. You can only push it off in as much as it's still Yom Tov. The nine, like we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishalei Chag, B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, if a person didn't bring his Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, Chagig B'Hoylech Es Kol HaRega Kulay, V'Yom Tov HaAchrein Shel Chag. So he could continue bringing it throughout all the any of the days of Yom Tov. He could still make up for it, and he could bring the carbon chagiga. However, avar arega v'loy chag, once the Yom Tov is over, and he hasn't yet brought it, so then einu chayi b'achar yusay, he cannot make it up. There's no bringing the carbon chagiga once Yom Tov is over. Rav Ashi says that the Braisa is referring specifically to Shavuos. And what the Braisa means to say is Chagiga, the Kolzman Chagiga, Ma'achrin. That Chagiga, any sort of Chagiga, even the Chagiga of Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day, even then you could be Ma'achrin, you're allowed to bring it up to 7 days later. Vafilu Atzeres, even the Chagiga of Shavuos. Kolzman Chagiga is referring to even the Chagiga of Shavuos. The Chad Yoima, even though it's only one day, Shavuos is only a one day Yom Tov, and we said that once Yom Tov is over, you can't bring the Chagiga, still Ma'achrin, like we darshan in Rosh Hashanah, Da'al Amabes, Hayim and Aleph, that when it comes to Shavuos, there's also 7 days of Tashlumen, even though the Yom Tov itself is only one day. That now, like we learned in the Mishnah, that Maidim, that everyone agrees, Shemchal, Atzeres, Yoyis B'Shabbos, that when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Shiyom Tevayach Achre Shabbos, that you bring the Shalmei Chagiga, you bring it on Sunday. I mean, even though it's not going to be Shavuos anymore, still you're allowed to bring the Chagiga of Shavuos even after Yom Tov is over. And for how long? That's what the Braisa is speaking out, that you could bring it, you could be Ma'achrit, just as long as the Chagiga, you could be Ma'achrit for 7 days. So three different pshatim and how to read this Braisa when it says, Chagiga, the Chozman Chagiga Ma'achrin. According to Vaishaya, Chozman Chagiga is referring to the Eilas Re'ia, when Yom Tov is not on Shabbos, still you push off the Eilas Re'ia, like Beis Shammai. Rava says, Chozman Chagiga means that you could push off the Chagiga only throughout Yom Tov, but not longer than Yom Tov. Once Yom Tov is over, you can't push off the Chagiga anymore, you can't bring the Chagiga. And Rav Ashi says, Chagiga, the Chozman Chagiga means Chagiga, and any type of Chagiga, even the Chagiga of Shavuos, you're allowed to be Ma'achrin, you don't have to bring it specifically on Yom Tov.